trying to prepare for a bank run.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. And stocks are down at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 96.6 tenths% at 14,463. The NASDAQ down 0.6%, and same with the S&P 500. The euro has hit a four-month low against the dollar this morning as we wait for the banks in Cyprus to open tomorrow for the first time in almost 2 weeks. Big depositors will face losses of almost 40%. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us now from Geneva, Switzerland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so is there any way to plan for what's about to happen in Cyprus tomorrow, a potential bank run?
Well, one way to plan for it is by implementing the capital controls that they're putting in place for right now. So literally preventing money from leaving the country. You pull it out of a bank, where are you going to put it? Maybe in your mattress. So that's one way of stemming the outflow.
Now, you are outside of Cyprus right now, as are we, and I'm wondering, is there any risk at this point of contagion around the world? Is the economy going to suffer because of what's happening in Cyprus?
You know, we're just going to have to wait and see what the fallout is. I think the biggest worry is that big companies, say, in Italy or who have deposits in Italy or Spain, decide to take their monies out. That could destabilize a situation that's trying very hard to recapitalize and make progress. I think that's the biggest concern right now, and we can't know what the fallout will be. It's going to take some time to see to what degree that happens and what to do then.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.